Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A two-year-old boy is recovering after a rare hippo attack in which the massive animal swallowed half of his body.
Jesus Christ.
But then miraculously spit him back out.
Yeah.
Like, could have swallowed the kid whole.
You've seen the maw on those things.
Local police report that the hippo had been forced to vomit the boy back up after a shocked bystander started hurling stones at it. The boy had reportedly been playing by himself outside his home near the shores of a lake in southwestern Uganda when the hippo grabbed him.
Hippos kill more people than any other animal.
A man who was nearby saw the horrific scene unfolding and stoned the hippo and scared it, causing it to release the victim from its mouth.
They usually don't stop, though.
The hippo retreated back into the lake, and the boy was rushed to the hospital for treatment after having been half swallowed. Police said that he escaped any serious injury from the incident. Yeah. A woman shoplifting at a Walmart deliberately drop-kicked her baby across the floor while being taken into custody and then showed no remorse afterwards, according to authorities.
And it's good.
Severely wrong with this woman.
Yeah.
Tamira McDaniel had been escorted to the Walmart Asset Protection Office where she placed the child down in front of her and kicked the baby in the back.
God.
It sent the new nearly two-year-old toddler flying across the floor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, personnel picked up the girl and handed her to an aunt who was with them. The child was inconsolable and wouldn't stop crying. McDaniel, in turn, began punching the walls and yelling at the aunt to shut her up. McDaniel then tried to snatch the youngster out of the other woman's hands while yelling at the baby to stop crying. Officers arrived soon after, and both were disturbed by what they witnessed on the video, not to mention McDaniel's utter lack of remorse. But they took her into custody. An ambulance crew checked out the child, who was fine physically. She remained with her aunt.
You don't see crazy stuff like this at the Walmart.
McDaniel, meanwhile, was charged with child abuse, assault, shoplifting, and criminal mischief on top of that. There's pretty wild video of this. A pilot ejected from a military fighter jet making a crash landing on a runway Thursday morning in Fort Worth. Video shows a pilot in the sky with a parachute after ejecting from an aircraft that had been hovering above the ground moments earlier. In the video, you can see the aircraft hovering and lowering itself toward the ground. And the aircraft appears to be landing when the jet's nose tips forward onto the ground and the front landing gear appears to snap off.
Yes.
The plane slides on the runway, turning as a plume of smoke emerges before the pilot ejects and parachutes back toward the ground. The pilot is safe and under observation, according to Police Chief Christopher Cook. Lockheed Martin did not provide information about the condition of the pilot or what may have led to the crash in their statement. The Department of Defense and Lockheed Martin requested that the police close off public areas around the runway because they worried that people would encroach on federal property. Now, Lockheed Martin's facility is the primary place where the company manufactures the F-35 combat aircraft and employs more than 18,000 people. Lockheed is one of the largest contractors working with the Department of Defense.
I'm not an aeronautics engineer, but that doesn't seem like a viable way to land.
No.
Yeah.
The B-35, by the way, can land like a helicopter and take off in short distances, and it is operated by the United States Marine Corps, the United Kingdom, and the Italian Air Force. But it's pretty wild video to see this guy.
Yeah.
When you get launched out of those, it doesn't look like it, but it's a very violent experience.
Oh, yes.
Those are ejection seats.
And he kind of launches at an angle, not direct up.
Yeah, and you can get injured just from that alone. So I'm curious if this guy is indeed okay. Yeah, you're okay?
I'm fine.
All right, very good. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
A mother says she was going blind and looked like she'd done 5 rounds of Mike Tyson after getting tattoos on her eyeballs.
Oh, I love it.
Why?
No.
Anya Peterson was inspired to get the risky body modification procedure by alternative model Amber Luke, but she soon regretted her decision. When Amber had the procedure, she was left with temporary vision issues, but this didn't put Anya off. Initially, she planned to only get one eye done, but then changed her mind and went for both. But then they both swelled up, leaving her a little worse for wear. Anya, who is from Belfast, Northern Ireland, Didn't notice any major complications initially, but after going under the needle to ink her right eye, she suffered some dryness and headaches. After the symptoms were mild for months, she decided to go ahead and ink her left eye purple that December.
What could go wrong?
And by the way, this is tattooing the white of your eyes. But in August 2021, her eyes swelled up so much, she said she looked like she went five rounds of Mike Tyson. She claims that she was hospitalized after getting her eyes tattooed and is now at risk of developing cataracts. Even though Anya is recovering at the hospital, or after hospital treatment, she regrets modifying her body as her sight has been impaired. She said, "I don't have 20/20 vision anymore from a distance. I can't see features on faces. If I didn't have my eyeballs tattooed, I wouldn't be having this problem."
Yeah, that's probably right.
"Even today, I woke up with more floaters in my eyes, and that is dangerous." She said, I'm kind of recovered. On the outside, it's recovered. It's just the inside, and I'm basically on the verge of going blind. She said if she could turn back the clock, she admitted she'd only get one eye inked.
She's reconsidering being their spokesman.
Yeah, she's okay with having one eye blind.
That
yeah.
is awful.
Yep. All right, and then finally, we will end with this story. The Grinch came early for an Arizona driver who tried to pass off an inflatable figure of the Dr. Seuss character as a passenger in her car. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says a state trooper last week noticed a car and high occupancy vehicle lane on Interstate 10 in Phoenix with a suspicious-looking character.
Oh, like Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
While the gag may have caused the officer's heart to grow, it did not stop the driver from getting cited for being in the HOV lane during restricted time.
Wouldn't there be, is there a more appropriate, possibly viable character that you could put in the passenger seat?
Yeah, something that might look a little more human if you're really trying to get away with it. The agency, however, could not help but post a photo of the Grinch figure with the driver's face blurred on their Twitter account. Officials said they appreciate the festive flair, but that the driver's action was still illegal, and they are urging motorists to follow all traffic laws.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The woman who was in Las Vegas for a court hearing regarding thefts in June of stealing a $146,000 watch was arrested again for stealing a $17,500 watch and hiding it inside herself.
Oh.
Sarah Richards faces charges of theft over $100,000. Well, I'm not really sure. $100,000 value. I'm not sure if it does not in the report say butt or cooch.
The criminal puts it in her butt or cooch.
The Vegas police records state that police responded to a hotel. Security investigator at the hotel told officers a guest had woken up with his belongings missing after taking an unknown woman to his room. He told police that he had been drugged. And the suspect was later named to be this woman, Sarah Richards. And he believed she stole his Patek Philippe wristwatch.
Oh.
Patek Philippe. Valued at $146,000.
Where's my grandfather clock?
He said he met Richards at night and they bought a bottle of champagne to drink while gambling. He said Richards carried the bottle the entire time, even when it was out of view. He fell asleep and woke up to find his watch missing from his wrist. Investigators went to his room, collected the champagne bottle, the glasses for testing. The next day, an undercover officer was approached by Richards at a nearby hotel. Richards had outstanding warrants for prostitution. She was eventually taken into custody. In an interview with police, she said she remembered meeting the man and that he gave her money but denied stealing the watch. She was booked. On Sunday, police responded to another hotel. A caller to 911 told authorities a woman, turned out to be Richards, had stolen items from his room and he could not get them back. Security found Richards and despite searching her person, could not find the stolen $17,000 wristwatch. The alleged victim told investigators he met Richards at a hotel, later went to his room for a drink. She said he should take his Rolex off because it would, quote, cut her if he left it on.
Oh, boy.
The man said he began to feel tired after Richards insisted he drink more wine, and then he began to doze off. Well, he later noticed his watch was missing, confronted Richards about it. She panicked, and he said she left the room, and he said, walking down the hall at a different gate than before, shorter steps this time.
God.
When officers checked the room, they did not find the watch, but they did find the man's wine glass and a white powdery substance at the bottom. She insisted that she did not have the Rolex, but a metal detector wand passed over her kept alarming around her vaginal region. So there's your
there
answer.
There you go.
Steve.
We have clarification.
Richards agreed to take the watch out. She stated that, quote, they were going to find it anyway at jail, and she didn't want to go through the hassle. The watch was placed,
imagine if it was a cuckoo clock.
It was placed into a biohazard bag and was impounded. So I just thought it was interesting that she was seen walking at a different gate down the hall and then realized what had happened. Yeah. A serial mistress said that Christmas is the busiest time of year for her, as married men love having festive flings and spoiling her with lavish gifts. Gwyneth Lee, 50 years old, meets her married lovers on illicitencounters.com, the UK's leading affair site.
She has a vag full of watches.
She said her sex life has been super exciting this month. In fact, she often jokes with friends that her favorite Christmas song is Lust Christmas by Wham.
Yeah, of course.
Because she meets so many lovers who she connects with on the website.
And I have so many interesting diseases.
Though she travels to meet some people, she's always in London for at least 2 weeks in December because most of her lovers are in the UK. She said, I see my lovers as like Santa Claus. Christmas is definitely time for giving. And Christmas is when I'm rewarded for a year's worth of giving pleasure with some lovely gifts. She said, my lovers know what I like. A trip
sing along if you know it.
To all my favorite designer shops in Bond Street, London. So she says that she said she can get gifts around Christmas time that will total between $30,000 and $70,000.
Not shabby.
It's a good take for the holiday, and she gets laid a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go. She's found...
Merry Christmas.
She found her thing, didn't she? In 1987, Carl Jarvis was shot in the back of the head. 35 years later, his wife, Judith Ann Jarvis, was arrested on murder charges, authorities announced on Tuesday. Judith had called police during a supposed domestic dispute in 1987 around midnight, according to Pennsylvania State Police. Carl was later found naked with two gunshot wounds in the head in a bedroom in their home. A .22 caliber revolver with a 6-inch barrel and 2-inch trigger guard was found in the bed. During the autopsy, it was determined that Carl had a .13 blood alcohol content, and he had been shot at close range with the gun. Though Judith claimed that blood found on her pajamas was from a goose bite.
Oh, yeah.
The old goose bite.
Yeah, that's why it's always risky to keep a bedroom goose.
But new DNA technology used hair samples to positively match Carl to the blood, even though she,
quote, say a goose?
Never touched him and had no idea where he was when the state police arrived that night in 1987. The alleged domestic assault involved Carl throwing a coffee pot but never touching her. Now 76 years old, Judith was arrested in Lancaster County and is being held at the Cumberland County Prison after being denied bail. So that's an old case.
That's pretty amazing.
Her preliminary hearing is set for December 23rd.
They did some goose DNA checking.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Let's see. Two people who were injured in a crash in the Angeles National Forest in Los Angeles County were rescued thanks to an iPhone 14. There's another one of these stories.
You got one now, right?
I did, yeah. It's got that collision alert.
Yes.
So deputies were informed by Apple Emergency Services of a crash in the forest on Tuesday. The victim's vehicle went 300 feet down the side of a mountain.
Wow.
The two people were in a remote canyon and did not have cellular service. But they were able to get themselves out of the vehicle and using emergency satellite service, which is available for the iPhone 14, they were able to communicate to relay center through text.
300 feet down?
Yeah. The call center gave the search and rescue team an accurate location of the victims, who were eventually found, and they got them out of there. No further details are available. All right, then we'll do one more story. I like this one. Police broke into an art gallery to help an unconscious person inside, only to discover it was actually a piece of art. Two officers saw a woman slumped over a table and forced entry into Soho's Laz Emporium in central London. But the woman was actually made of packing tape and foam filler, as commissioned by Banksy's former agent.
Wow.
The lifelike sculpture is a depiction of gallery owner Steve Lazzardi's sister, Christina, with her head in a bowl of soup. He commissioned.
I think I want to see that.
It looks real. It looks like she's passed out with her face in a bowl.
Okay.
So the Jenkins, who makes provocative street sculptures, previously made a floating body sculpture in an Amsterdam canal, which also prompted various emergency service call-outs.
Yeah, look, we're looking at it. It looks very real.
Yep. So it's apparently his shop assistant, who was on site at the time of the police visit, had gone upstairs to make a cup of tea and was shocked to find two confused police officers and an unhinged door. A police spokesperson said that
that was crazy.
The force was called to concerns for the welfare of a person at a locked business premises, but it just turned out to be, a piece of art. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.